Well, it really looks at three things about the federal HR system: how to strengthen the public service, what needs to be done to invest in the public service, and how to reform the public service. The author is Linda Bilmes, who's a professor at the Harvard School of Government, and Scott Gould, who tomorrow will be sworn in as the Deputy Secretary of VA, address really several broad and different issues through research into the public and private sector and through a survey of recent college graduates considering jobs with the federal government. One thing to keep in mind here, the federal government spends $700 billion a year on federal pay and benefits. These are for federal employees and contractors.
Okay.
So that's a TARP. As a TARP fund, every year, 25% of the federal budget goes to those pay and benefits. And what's happening is federal employees are not being seen as key assets. They're being seen as, well, it's a cost center. It's an overhead. It's something we got to spend because we need people to fill the seats. And what they're saying, and that's the point of the book in many ways, saying stop considering federal employees just a cost. Consider them the asset that they are and the important role that they play.
So is that the change that it's calling for, changing that attitude, that mindset?
That mindset is a big piece of it. It's also calling for, the value. Let's look at the value of federal employees. Let's value them in many ways. And, Linda Bilmes, brought up the Ronald Reagan quip number that he made, early on. The seven scariest words are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." Now, she was joking, and I don't know if Reagan really, President Reagan was really how serious he was about that either. It's kind of before my time. But, I know. I had to point that out, didn't I?
Nice.
But the point is there's been this residual attitude for the last, 30 years. And we're getting past it, she says now. She says that, number one, we have, federal employees can be innovators. Federal employees can do more than just hold up the bureaucracy, if you will. And that those signs that we are seeing from the Defense Department calling for more employees to acquisition employees, the call for more acquisition employees.
Right.
That's what we need. And part of this is creating what they call high-performing organizations within the agencies. And now, we've heard about high-performing organizations before. The Bush administration, number two, enjoyed using that as part of their competitive sourcing. Instead of competitive sourcing, they moved to high-performing organizations. So that definitely has a meaning and something that's not a new concept. But they looked at the private sector, they looked at other public sector organizations, and really said, here's what we need to be a high-performing organization. That's what the book points out. The number one issue is training. Too often training is secondary, is a second thought, and not enough money, not enough investment is being made into it. In fact, they call for what they're saying is a GI Bill for civil servants, where let's invest in training through legislation, set it up at community college throughout the U.S., and they will have curriculums that will invest in this type of training. These are not just, okay, you show up and this is what you need to know, but the soft skills, the hard skills that are soft skills, managing performance ratings, all those things that really people do have trouble with. The second thing they're pointing out is that the GI Bill would be a piece of a bigger puzzle that's a $21 billion investment over the next decade. Now you think, okay, $21 billion, we just spent $4 trillion on different programs. It's a drop in the bucket when you look at it, but still, where are we getting this money from?
Right.
And both Bilmes and Scott Gould were quick to point out this is a pay-as-you-go approach. And the idea is that spend some money up front, and the savings on the back end will be $300 to $600 billion over that same 10 years because of cost avoidance, cost savings, efficiencies that you'll get. I mean, the hiring process, it takes, on average for the federal government, something in the effect of 81 days to hire somebody. And the private sector does it in 4 to 6 weeks. And if you can shave off 2 weeks or 3 weeks off your hiring process, there's some savings. That's
there's
what they
benefit
point
there.
Out.
Yeah.
So they also look at some other agencies. They also offer examples of agencies such as the Defense Logistics Agency and the Government Accountability Office as examples of high-performing organizations in government and kind of how they got there and what they're doing to get there. Let me just throw out one thing around DLA. In 2001, they were considered pretty much an average agency, not doing a lot of training. They weren't linking the training to their strategic outcomes. Now they have training for all GS 9 through 12 employees around leadership. Now they're on par with what the Army and the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines do around continue training, building their employees up. And now they've reduced their hiring from 114 days on average to 56 days. And that's
a great example
of how you can save money and make things better.
Excellent. Thank you very much. More on federalnewsradio.com?
Yes, tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, of course, and on federalnewsradio.com, of course.
All right. And you can also on federalnewsradio.com on the Federal Drive page, you can listen to Scott Gould's interview on yesterday morning's Federal Drive.
And I just wanted to ask Jason one more really quick question. Gould, being a co-author and being powerful, can he make any of this happen, yes or no?
I asked him that same question, and he would not go down that path because he's not officially sworn in until tomorrow. But let's be clear. He's the deputy secretary. He's the COO of the agency. Yeah. He can make these changes, and I think he will. He said one of the things he said during the panel discussion is the 2010 budget will be key, not just for VA, but for all agencies, how seriously they take this.